You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, Buckeye fans? Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Buckeyes from Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast. It is Friday, July 16th in the year 2021. And on this feel good Friday, no matter if you're listening to the audio version of the podcast or if you're watching us on YouTube or watching us on WKYC.com, I want to thank you for making Locked On Buckeyes a part of your day. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at JStevens07. You can also follow the podcast on Twitter as well at Locked On Buckeye lineup for today. We will begin our Buckeye road trip around the NFL. We will start a sequence or a series where we will look ahead to the upcoming NFL season and get some help from different hosts around the Locked On NFL family. We will be going around stopping at different teams, different towns to see what former Buckeyes, what the expectations are for them in the upcoming NFL season. The first stop of the season or on this tour, the New Orleans Saints, probably no surprise. First player, Michael Thomas, probably no surprise there either. The first host, Ross Jackson, my guy, host of Locked On Saints, probably no surprise there either. It's very kind of predictable as we will get to see what Michael Thomas's expectations are for the upcoming season. Segment number three, we will answer another listener question. Does Kerry Coombs call defensive plays in the fall? But first, speaking of the fall, it was the fall, I believe, 2013 or 2014. My brother was a volunteer assistant coach at Warren Central High School in Indianapolis, Indiana, one of the powerhouse high schools in not just Central Indiana, but also the entire state at the 6A level, 5A, used to be 5A, now 6A. They just churn out college talent. They churn out state championships like crazy. My brother knew the head coach there. It was his head coach. My brother was in high school. My brother was literally, I think, 1 or 2 years too soon of a graduate to be there when the school won a state championship. This coach, all he does is win. Well, my brother had the opportunity to be a volunteer assistant coach there. And one of the perks was you could invite or you could have someone in your family be on the sidelines during games. Well, everybody knows Jay. Everybody knows Jay loves sports, so I got that field pass. And it was one game my offensive line coach, my old O-line, D-line coach from high school was there. He was retired. He was there as one of his old teaching buddies. We were there watching the game together. First quarter, we're just chopping up, talking a little bit. This was kind of like the heyday of the spread offense, the athletic quarterback. You put your athlete at quarterback. Didn't really matter if he had the best arm or not. You just put him back there, let him be an athlete, and hope you win the game at the end of the day. And I asked him this question. I still remember this. Coach Fiesel, loved him. My favorite coach that I ever played for. I asked Coach Fiesel, I said, Coach, do you think that teams and coaches and play calls will go back to the old school way and they'll get more of a traditional style quarterback? Not traditional like the 1970s and 60s, but more of a traditional style quarterback and offense where the arm is more the focus, the running game is more the focus, or do you think it's going to be this athlete for the rest of our lives? He think it's a cyclical thing and that it's something that will just have time and then come back around to where you're going to go back more of a portion of now and a portion of the way it used to be to mix the two together. And I think that was a very, very wise thing to say. Didn't know it then, but I think what we're finding at Ohio State, there's a difference between Urban Meyer and Ryan Day. Ryan Day, the coach, the quarterback coach that he is, former NFL guy, Ryan Day knows offense. Ryan Day understands the ins and outs, the intricacies of the offensive game at the NFL level, and he knows how to help implement those skills, those concepts at the college level as well. Urban Meyer always had the guy that always flourished the most in Urban Meyer's offense utilized their legs heavily. Go back to Utah, Alex Smith. Yes, Alex Smith can throw the ball, but he's also an athletic guy as well. Go back to Florida. Chris Leak was an amazing quarterback, But the guy that was the best quarterback, well, the guy that was the most known, one of the best college football players you've ever seen, Tim Tebow, wasn't a guy that could throw the ball. No, he was not. Yeah, he had touchdown passes, but his arm was not the best. You could probably say Chris Leak was the better passer of the football there at the University of Florida. And then also at Ohio State, you go back to Braxton Miller, 2012, 2013, JT Barrett, 2014. The mixture of the two between Cardale Jones and JT Barrett in 2015, and back to Barrett in 2017. Yeah, between most of those guys, Cardale Jones probably has the best arm. Well, distance-wise. And none of them really are the guys that had the most success under Urban Meyer's offense during those times. Miller and JT Barrett, very, very good at using their legs to move the ball. Now, Grant, we've only had two seasons of Ryan Day in Columbus, but we've seen a change in philosophy, in play calls, in the quarterbacks that Day is going after that maybe Meyer wanted to, but he didn't really go after them as hard or as many as he did. 2019, you had Justin Fields, Chase Chuganov, and Gunnar Hoke, the only guys that threw the ball that year for Ohio State. 2020, still amazing. Justin Fields was the only person, not only quarterback, the only individual to throw a pass during the 2020 season. And Fields' skill set, different than Miller, different than Barrett, different than Jones, different than Haskins. Joe Burrow was a guy that if he did not get hurt, I don't believe that Justin Fields transfers to Columbus, because Joe Burrow in 2018 would have had probably a better year than he did at LSU in 2018. The 2019, if he stayed, oh my goodness. You saw what Fields did in 2019. Imagine Burrow with that offense. Talk about lights out, baby. Lights out. Nobody could touch them. Day has a difference in philosophy, and I like it. I think it's going to be a benefit to a lot of the high school quarterbacks that are utilizing the arm a whole lot more. You see the guys at these Elite 11 camps, these quarterback camps. The top guys are very good at using their arm, but also number two, it's going to help turn out more quarterback prospects, more quarterbacks in the NFL. Something that between Miller, between JT Bear, between Haskins, between Cardale Jones, they don't really have that longevity. I think the only one still in the league is Haskins. Burrow is, but all of his success came down at LSU, the next stop or the first stop on our Buckeye road trip. There's a difference between Day and Meyer in the quarterback position. And I think for long-term success, not just in college, but also in the pros, Day is a guy that you're going to find that might be the guy to put numerous quarterbacks in the National Football League. And they will probably be very, very successful. Step away very, very quickly. When we come back, we will bring in Ross Jackson, host of Locked On Saints, to begin our Buckeye road trip around the NFL. First stop, like I mentioned, the New Orleans Saints. First player, Michael Thomas. But first, check this out. Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all the action at Bet Online. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC / MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to Bet Online on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. Head to betonline.ag on your laptop or mobile device to sign up today. And when you do, make sure you use that friendly and useful promo code LOCKEDON. LOCKEDON. And it's all one word. And receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sports book experts. And joining us now here on Locked On Buckeyes, like I mentioned at the top of the show, we're going to start something new today on Friday to kind of go around the NFL with other hosts that are show hosts for Locked On Podcast Network to see what different players in the NFL are doing and what Buckeye fans can expect for former Buckeye players that are now doing their thing in the National Football League. Today is the day we're going to kick it off with my guy, Ross Jackson, the host of Locked On Saints. Ross, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. I'm honored, and it's an absolute pleasure to be the first guy with your Buckeye road trip here. I don't know that you had a more obvious choice about which NFL team to start with, though.
I mean, you're right. We talked about Pete Werner earlier in the NFL draft. All right. Of a sudden, you guys pick up Nick Vinette. We'll talk about him later on in the offseason in March. So it's just Buckeye Central from Columbus down to the Bayou. I love it. Not Vinette first, but going with the offensive player that many Buckeye fans have loved, Michael Thomas. Got hurt last year, got suspended last year, got put on the IR, and still came back to play in the playoffs. Are there any injury concerns for Michael Thomas going into the season?
Yeah, really, really down season for Michael Thomas last year. 40 catches, 438 yards, no touchdowns in the regular season. Did score a touchdown in the postseason. Shut himself down at one point in the season, actually, with those three games left because of the NFL's lax IR rules with the season the way that it was last year. He kind of said, you know what? We're in the playoffs. I'm not doing great right now. I want to shut myself down, take 3 weeks, get ready to try to send Drew Brees off with a ring. Unfortunately, it didn't work out for him, but he did get surgery this offseason to repair a deltoid as well as several other ligament tears. He had that high ankle sprain earlier on in the season. According to head coach Sean Payton, he's on track. He's been with the team. He's been working. He's looking good. So things are looking good so far as he works to get back from those injuries.
That's an amazing sign, amazing thing to hear, because last year I know many fans were very upset when they found out Michael Thomas got hurt. And I know those high ankle sprains, they can be tricky. They can be lingering. And hearing those words from you, Ross, make me be very happy that we might see Michael Thomas, the record-setting wide receiver, in 2021.
Yeah, that's the hope, right? You add a 17th game, and all of a sudden another 149 catch season isn't really that far-fetched.
Not at all.
Anymore. But yeah, I mean, I think you could expect to see his targets come down. But, you know, look, the New Orleans Saints have three-digit catch seasons in their entire franchise history. All three of those seasons belong to Michael Thomas. I have no doubt that he'll have a fourth 100-catch season if he can remain healthy over the course of the 2021 year.
New quarterback. Winston or Hill? I don't know exactly which route the Saints are going. Not the conversation right now, but one of those two guys will need to rely heavily on Michael Thomas. How do you think the relationship between whoever the starting quarterback is or will be is right now with Michael Thomas, the star wide receiver?
I think that no matter what, Michael Thomas is somebody that goes out there and looks like Michael Thomas. He's not going to really downgrade just because Drew Brees isn't there. I mean, look, Drew Brees being the most accurate quarterback of all time, yes, that absolutely helps any receiver, but not just specifically Michael Thomas, like some folks would have you think. You look at the fact that he played 5 games with Teddy Bridgewater, averaged over 110 yards and over 8 catches per game during those 5 games with Teddy Bridgewater. Just want to make sure I say that again. And then you also look at the 4 games with Taysom Hill, which included a game where the opposition, the Denver Broncos, started Kendall Hinton, their practice squad wide receiver, as an emergency quarterback. In that game, Taysom Hill threw for less than 100 yards, but it was only 78 passing yards in that game for Taysom Hill because they ain't have to pass the ball. And Michael Thomas still walked away in that matchup or in those 4 games with over 80 yards receiving in each one of those, including 2 100-yard games against the rival Atlanta Falcons, and was targeted 37 times by Taysom Hill. And of course, you have a Jameis Winston who, before the 2019 season, targeted outside wide receivers 43.1% of the time, which was second in the NFL since 2009, despite the fact that Jameis Winston had only been in the league for 4 years at that point. So no matter what, Michael Thomas is going to get his attention.
He will get his attention. And I do know how opposing defenses are with these different cornerbacks. They're going to try to do things to get under his skin. And if there's someone like me, you look at the Wikipedia. You don't have to go very far, Ross, to find out what happened last year. A little incident. Some might say a kerfuffle. I don't use that word, but somebody listening might
use
that phrase.
Very few would say a kerfuffle. That's right.
Very true. Where there was a little incident in the practice where Michael Thomas punched a player on the team. First time I had heard about this player was when I was looking up stuff for this year conversation with you. I said, who is a player? Oh, there's a fine. This is what happens. And I know how cornerbacks are. They think they're better than anybody else on the team, think they're that guy on the island, and that might be used against Michael Thomas during the season to say, hey, man, look, I saw what you did last year during practice. I'm going to remind you of that and so many other things you may have forgot about in your life because I'm trying to get under your skin during this game. Ross, how do you think opposing defenses, corners, will come at Michael Thomas, knowing he's coming off an injury season, but also knowing last year he did get fined for punching a teammate?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think they'll remind him of it every chance that they get, but we also have to give C.J. Gardner-Johnson a lot of credit because C.J. Gardner-Johnson also got two players in action, including a Chicago Bears player in the playoffs to throw a punch at him as well as Michael Thomas in practice. So just as much as it was Michael Thomas being somebody that actually ended up throwing a punch, C.J. Gardner-Johnson just is special when it comes to the trash talk. So I don't know that anybody in the league is going to be able to do what C.J. Gardner-Johnson did to Michael Thomas to get him to the point of throwing a punch in practice, considering Gardner-Johnson also got somebody to throw a punch and get ejected in a playoff game, which to me is still just absolutely insane.
Absolutely. Last but not least, Ross, if you could just give your quick expectations for Michael Thomas for the season and what you think Buckeye fans can expect from him.
Yeah, I think you'll see a bit of a tick down from that 149 reception season. I think that's understandable to expect. I think you'll find him somewhere in between his 2017 and 2018 production. 2018, he had 125 catches. I would see him somewhere in the 110s here in 2021, but I would expect his yardage as well as his potential, as potentially his touchdown numbers to go up here in 2021 if he plays a healthy season, because you'll see a little bit more of two quarterbacks here that can unlock a bit more of what he can do in the intermediate and deep areas of the field, and that are going to rely on him in the red zone toward the back of the end zone more than you saw with the Drew Brees offense, which was very much at the pylon in the front of the end zone in terms of attacking in those situations. So look for him, if he's healthy, to remain over 100 catches, remain over 1,200 yards, and finally get above that double digit, that 10 touchdown mark, which he's yet to hit so far in his career.
Ross, my man, this has been fun. We're going to do some more talking with you about former Buckeyes that are now in New Orleans. But if you could let everyone know where they can catch you on Twitter and also the numerous ways they can enjoy Locked On Saints on a regular basis.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can follow me on Twitter at Ross Jackson Nola, N-O-L-A, to keep up with all of my Saints chatter as well as all the rest of the ridiculousness that I put out on Twitter. Always having fun over there. And of course, if you want to catch Locked On Saints, you can find it wherever you get your podcasts, whether that's Apple, iTunes, Spotify, the Odyssey app, wherever that might be. You can also find us on YouTube as well. Just search Locked On Saints.
My guy, Ross Jackson, thank you so much for coming on, kicking off the road trip, as you mentioned, around the NFL, talking about Buckeyes and what we can expect from them in the National Football League this season. Thank you so much.
Hey, absolutely. I'll see you again soon.
This episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning and wait while the person behind the counter orders the parts on their computer, choosing the only brand the warehouse happens to carry? You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and even in your pocket. Save time and money when using Rock Auto. Why choose to spend 30%, 50%, even 100% more for the same parts from a chain store or car dealership? Rock Auto is a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. Rock Auto prices are reliably low for every customer. Go explore their easy-to-use website to find the solution to your auto part needs. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck, right? Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box, so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. Did you know that Built Bar has so many delicious flavors? There is literally something for everyone. When you talk to a Built Bar fan, they're definitely passionate about their favorites. If you don't know the Built Bar flavors, well, you're definitely missing out. Coconut and cherry barcia, and raspberry and mint brownie, and double chocolate, and salted caramel, and strawberry orange, and orange, not strawberry orange, but and orange, cookies and cream, everybody's favorite, even German chocolate as well. Not only are Built Bar flavors the best tasting, but they're healthy too. 17 to 18 grams of protein, calories ranging from 130 to 180, only 4 to 5 grams of sugar, and only 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. Go to built.com and use that friendly promo code LOCKED15, LOCKED15, and you will get 15% off your next order. Oh, might I add, Built Bar is the official protein bar of the U.S. track and field team. Once again, go to built.com and use that friendly promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off at built.com. And as we continue and wrap up today's episode here of Locked On Buckeyes, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every single day. Speaking of every single day, this is the final week that we're not every single day. Speaking of Monday through Friday, because starting Monday, July 19th, you can tell your boy is excited because the podcast goes back to being 5 days a week. We're kicking off that week with the QB competition talk every single day next week, as well as our Buckeye road trip around the NFL. Plenty of fun stuff we're going to be talking about leading up to the kickoff of the 2021 Buckeye football season. This listener question, once again, mention it at the top of the show, mention it right now. The question is, does Kerry Coons call defensive plays? And before I answer the question with what I think will happen, I think there's a philosophy that Ryan Day has, that Ryan Day knows exactly how and who the proper people are to be in position to help execute the plan that Ryan Day has for this football team. Ryan Day, not just a guy that's an offensive guy, an offensive mind, Ryan Day is somebody that's very instrumental and has his hands in everything going on with the football team, from the offense to the O-line to the quarterbacks, which he knows oh so well, to the D-line, the rushman package, to the linebackers, a lot of fresh faces, to the DBs, got to step it up this year, to special teams, even to recruiting. Ryan Day has his hands in everything. Kind of an overseeing oversight role, but also not just an oversight role, making sure that his philosophy is being done and being put out there for so many people to enjoy. And Ryan Day wants to run before not even care about the defensive front, the base set, 4-2-5, 4-3-3-4. Forget all that stuff. That's very important. But one big thing about a Ryan Day defense is Ryan Day wants to run a single high safety look. We've seen it before. We saw it last year. We're going to continue to see it. Ryan Day wants to run a single high safety look. Josh Proctor last year came in. I expected him to start all year. He did not. But when he did have flashes of good play, I believe he took a lot of bad. Some bad angles. And with those bad angles, there shows some growing pains. We expect that. But Ryan Day wants to run that single high safety. That I do expect Josh Proctor to play a whole lot better than he did last year, and the single high safety look to be there. And when it comes to Kerry Coons, Ryan Day knows there's one man that he believes and trusts. Two people, well, Matt Barnes, the DB coach, secondary coach, and then also Kerry Coons, the defensive coordinator. Two guys that can properly, one with the DBs, the other with the entire defense, keep the philosophy Ryan Day has for this defense and have it roam and move and continue to be put forth and be better than it was last year. I believe Ohio State had the 56th ranked defense last year. That's not acceptable. And I do think with Kerry Coons, his experience, understanding what Ryan Day wants for the defense, for the team, how he wants the scheme to look, I do think Kerry Coons calls defensive plays this year. Now, keep in mind, I do think Larry Johnson, D-line coach, will be very instrumental in Kerry Coons, especially with some of the late down situations. I think Johnson will be very, very instrumental. But I do think Kerry Coons calls defensive plays this year. I don't think he's on the hot seat. I just think that it's more of a come-to-Jesus type of talk, conversation that needs to be had if the defense looks like it did last year into this year. I don't think it'll look as bad as it did last year at times. But I do think if there are struggles, kind of the come to Jesus meeting will happen in the middle of the season, not at the end. Guys, this has been fun. You can follow me on Twitter at jstevens07. It's a feel-good Friday. Right now, as I'm recording this on Friday morning, It's raining outside, looking out my window, looking at my peripherals while I've been recording this podcast. It's raining outside. Nobody likes rain. Nobody wants dark gloom and boring and blah and all that stuff. Nobody likes that. But no matter what the weather is outside, you got a lot of fun stuff here and a lot of fun stuff coming up next week as well. Before we get to anything next week, it's a few days away. We're not going to jump into the future. So while we're right now enjoying this present moment, make sure and be sure to check out the Locked On Today podcast, because that is the place to get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with host Peter Bukowski as he updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you guys get your fine podcast. Have a great weekend, and as always, go Bucks!